We're in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be completing the entire Siman. That's until Sif Yud. We just learned the halacha that a sukkah that is above 20 amos, meaning a sukkah whose schach begins above 20 amos, the halacha is that that sukkah is pasul, because in order to support such a schach, you've got to have a strong sukkah, and that may be considered a diras keva. Sukkah is supposed to be a diras arai. So that under all circumstances, that sukkah is pasul. We found that if you build a platform in it then, that raises the level of the floor, so that now you're within 20 amis, that would make it kosher. What if you built the platform in the back of the sukkah, and you have 7x7 tfachim, and it's got three walls around it? That is machshir the entire sukkah. Whereas if you built the platform on the right, so it's got the rightmost wall, half of the back wall, and that's it, there, if the leftmost wall is within 4 amis of the beginning of the platform, we go and take the left wall and allow it to bend and include the schach and reach the schach kosher, which now gives you 3 walls, but only on the platform could you be yotze sukkah, because off the platform you're sitting under a wall, not under schach. So the Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Im bono ha'itzteba be'emtza, what if the platform was in the middle? Im yesh v'mena l'kosu l'chol tzad pachas midal ramis k'sheira ala itztava afilum gavoa yosur miyud. Im yesh b'ena l'kosu l'dal ramis psula afilua itztava gavoa yud. Now, there was an opinion in the Gemara that once a platform is higher than 10 tfachim, its 4 walls are like walls, and it's as if they go up all the way to the heaven. We say, at that point, good asik mechitzta, the walls will continue going up, and you have 4 walls on that platform. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that in sukkah you need mechitzas hanikoris. They've got to look like walls. Since when you're standing on top of the platform, there is nothing protruding on the sides, the platform is flush with the rest of it, it's flush to the end. So there we say this is not mechitzas hanikoris, you don't have mechitzas. So how is this one going to work? You have a platform in your sukkah. The rest of your sukkah is higher than 20 amos. The walls are higher than 20 amos. How are we going to be machshir this platform? So what we do is we say, if each one of these walls is within 4 amos of the beginning of the platform, then we can say the wall goes up. You have the schach as part of the wall. So you have on your right side, the schach goes up. The wall goes up and into the schach. On the left side, the wall goes up and into the schach. In the back, the wall goes up and into the schach. You now have yourself 3 walls. So with Dofen Akuma, we now gave you 3 whole walls to be machshir the middle of your sukkah. Here again, you couldn't sit off the platform because you're sitting under a wall. So the Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue. What's the halacha going to be? Brings this up in Shaar HaTzion. What's the halacha going to be if you have a 4-walled sukkah? Little door in it, but it's got 4 whole walls. Now, a sukkah doesn't need more than 3. So we have the ability of saying that Dofen Akuma, we can make any of the 3 4 walls. Any of the three kosher walls, and then the 4th side would not need Dofen Akuma. So that what you have is a platform in the middle of your sukkah, 4 walls that bend over. You don't need all 4 to bend over. So why can't you say 3 of them bent over and made 3 walls, and the 4th one is the psal hayotze min hasukkah and is kosher because it gets schlepped along with the sukkah on the platform? So you could. All right. Which 3 do we say Dofen Akuma on, and which becomes the 4th one that you didn't say Dofen Akuma that will become psal hayotze? It's up to you. And you can keep changing. The maskana of the Shaar HaTzion there is that for the same person to be half on one side and half on the other side wouldn't work, because Maman of Shach, you need 3 walls, and you don't have. If you're sitting, you're lying, say, going from one to the other, and you're using the Dofen Akuma of one side and want to use the other one for Psal HaYotze, and then use Dofen Akuma on this side and want to use the first side for Psal HaYotze, there's something of a contradiction there. But 2 people can sit off the platform, one on one side, one on the other side. The one who's sitting, say, inside the sukkah, on the furthest in, he's going to tell you, well, my 3 walls are the outer ones. The one who is sitting on the outer part will say, my three walls are the inner ones, and the rest is psalayotze. And that, the Mishnah Berurah says, would be kosher. So interesting. Once you have a platform, and we can say Dofen Akuma from four sides, so there the halacha will be that any of the sides, as long as it's only one to each person, was actually going to be kosher. So theoretically, you can fill the sukkah around the platform with people, as long as each of the people there is only sitting in one side and doesn't go over to the other side. And that, of course, is in addition to having somebody sit on the platform itself. This is, remember all, if you can say Dofen Akuma, and that is that the walls are not four amas away from the platform, because you can't say Dofen Akuma for four amas or more. Sif Ches. Sukkah she'ena gavoa yutfachim psula. The halacha is, if you don't have 10 tfachim of airspace in the sukkah, that is a dira srucha, that's more of a chicken coop than an actual dira, than a place for a human to dwell, so it's not a kosher sukkah. Ha'isa sif tes ha'isa gavoa miyud, v'hutzin yodin l'toch yud. The sukkah is exactly 10 tfachim, but what you have is that the edges of the leaves are hanging into the 10 tfachim. Afilu im chamsin merub mitzilsam psula. Even if there's more sun than shade, which means that it's as if they're not there in Hilchas Chach, nevertheless it would be puzzle. Why is that? You still can't live here. When you have chutzin hitting you on the head within your 10 tfachim, that is not a place that a normal person can dwell. What happens if the decorations go into the airspace of the tent? That's all right. Because they're in the sukkah, you can choose what you want to do within the sukkah. Schach is the schach. Even though that part is chamsim rub mitzilsa, but it's still part of the schach. Whereas the noi, that's part of the way you're living. If you're choosing to put things in your sukkah and share your airspace with your noi sukkah, that's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if my noi sukkah is kosher for schach? So we had such an idea before. It goes by your kavana. Even noi sukkah, which is kosher for schach, if your kavana is that it only be there for noi, it is okay. But if your kavana is for schach, then it's not all right. Sif yud. Hoysa nemucha miyud. V'chokak bo lashlim aliyud. What happens if you went and lowered the level of the floor of the sukkah so that you would now get 10 tfachim? V'yesh b'chakak shir hechsher sukkah. And the area that is recessed now, the area with the cavity that you dug out, has a hechsher sukkah, which means it is 7 by 7 tfachim. V'halach is your sukkah is kosher. But you've got a problem. You also need four walls. Im ein ben chakak l'kosel gimel tfachim k'shera. If you do not have three tfachim away from the cavity, if you don't have a space of three tfachim from the cavity to the walls, then it's kosher. Yesh b'nen gimel tfachim psula. If it's more than three tfachim away, it's pasul. Three tfachim is lovud, it's considered a straight line. More than three tfachim is pasul. So everyone asks, why don't you say dofen akuma? Say, my four walls, they're pasul over there? Good. So as long as I don't have more of a distance than four amas, let's say that the walls bend until the schach. What's the problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because a wall is only called a wall. It's only a dofen if it's 10 tfachim high. Since these four walls are less than four than 10 tfachim high, remember your sukkah was less than 10 tfachim, you only made a cavity inside to give it 10 tfachim. So these walls aren't 10 tfachim. If they're not 10 tfachim, they're not a dofen in halacha. There's no halacha, lamosha misinai, of dofen akuma, to create a dofen. It's when you already have a dofen, the halacha Moshe Misinai says that you can go and extend the dofen all the way to the schach kosher. But if you don't have a dofen, dofen akuma is not going to create one for you.